This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
What it means. What it means. And I wonder. Add this to the funeral playlist.
I would love to like see his process. Like, how do you describe this to somebody when he has the idea?
I don't know.
Like, I want something soft, and then it turns up, eh?
He just hears stuff, and it inspires his my whole life.
Plus, I don't know how you write down a beat. You just got to go around, like, doing the beat itself.
He also rhymes life with ite, which is clever. Right. Up at night.
Yay. You know, Ye was in Tampa this past weekend. Raymond James Stadium.
Oh, look at that.
Sold
you got
it out.
Morgan Wallen in Clemson and Ye in Florida.
Whoa.
Yeah.
God almighty.
I got a buddy to win if you want a little quick review.
How?
Of Ye?
I mean, not like...
Ni hao.
No. You have friends?
I'm just kidding.
I don't know how he... How he knew.
How did he know? Because, like, with his Kanye's, I've refused to say yay. I mean, I think he's already back to it. Like, you think Elon, like, twitches when people say Twitter? Probably he does.
He doesn't like it. But, that dummy realized he had brand recognition built in. And
well,
now he doesn't. Nobody says X.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know. Radio.com. So, they usually announce him like the day before or like day of, and he sells out a stadium.
Yeah, he was in Florida for a few days, so I don't know if he kind of knew and it just happened or what.
Was he using the globe stage?
Yeah, he was because they had lasers going off.
Ah, boy.
I saw some of the videos. Here's the review, though.
Hey, man, hell of a fucking show. Hell of a show. Kanye, man, you came to Tampa, man. Let them know, man. Hey.
Now, see, you have to give me the captions for that.
Yeah.
He said Kanye was here to let these blanks know.
You have to let them know, is what I've heard. It's like a rule of rap. Got to let them know.
Now, I got to say my buddy Jay's black, so I can't say what he said.
Right.
He said Kanye is here to let these blanks know.
Oh, I see.
I'm Kanye West, MF blank.
Oh.
The blank y'all blanks. Blanking talking about.
Blank.
Yeah. Blank. I could probably give you the letter, but.
Should have told him to buy like a dozen t-shirts.
Buy a vowel.
Ain't that big.
No, I just mean like the it's like it's like an investment to go to one of those concerts because you buy all the trinkets and then go out of there and sell them. Like, God, was it Looper that told me this? The Dave Matthews Band concert in Greenville, or was it Pearl Jam?
It's been a while.
One of these bands, like that has like a huge cult following. They do limited edition posters of each town.
Sweet.
And like the old like litho
I
style,
love that.
Like all the
like
you
all
know,
90s artwork.
Like a lot of it's like psychedelic, like looks like something Jefferson Starship would have had on their album cover.
Look how cool that looks.
Oh wow.
It's like half a globe.
God, he's got all things considered, pretty good seats.
Yeah, he's kind of right. He's like lower bowl, kind of looking at the little half globe there. That's kind of cool though.
Yeah, of course, that's one of those shows you either want to be like real close or like
very far away.
Far away, so you can actually appreciate the look.
Kind of would that stroke you out your little seat? Would that get you going?
See, I don't have that kind.
Okay, good.
I don't have that kind. You want to have a dance party in here?
Yeah, I do.
They tell you, if you better have a seizure, don't look.
I'm glad you don't have that problem.
The globe is like moving, so he has to keep walking the whole show or else he'll slide right off.
I just wanted to prove to you that my buddy is black. You know, he put a little pregame up there too, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
God, he looks like Uncle Luke. He does. Luther Sweet. Campbell.
There he is with his shirt unbuttoned, like in public. Like,
wow.
Unbutton that up there, buddy.
Would you go to school with him?
Yeah.
See, when you ask a white person about their black friend, like, how'd you two meet? It's either school or work. It's not like church.
No.
It's not ever like, oh, I saw him at a funeral home for receiving a friend.
We've
talked about the segregation that still exists at funeral homes for some weird reason. I still do not understand that.
Is that self-imposed? Like, you know, some people won't take business, if you know what I'm saying.
I would imagine that's probably how. Yeah, probably like we was talking about the other day when veterans would come back to America and try to get car insurance. You know, there's already the stigma. Yeah, I almost said
stigmatism.
I almost said stigmata.
That's when your eyes don't work.
Stigmatism. They couldn't get car insurance because they thought there might be PTSD and they'd like get all crazy. So like the veterans actually started their own insurance company. They advertise it. I forget what it is. And like your grandkids can get it too.
Yeah, you just have to have somebody that was related, right, to be in it.
If your father was
Does
that
count?
Genius. Yes, you can get it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, Paige. And then we could get married and then I could get it.
All right. And then we'll get a divorce real quick.
Damn.
I would be off.
You probably get a guy there regardless if you know to flash a couple of those hoots and get some insurance.
Bum, 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 bum.
You've got big boobies.
Show and tell and something else.
And something else.
Yes. First off.
Oh. Yeah, we got to lay this up against this.
We got something to show. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Show and tell.
Do tell.
We'll see if he gets it back. See how much we like it.
Oh, man.
You will get stuck up.
There it is.
God, what if you did forget?
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll forget breakfast here or there. You'll forget a drink.
Yeah.
You don't forget your phone like Paige does. I'll say that.
Oh, Lord. I pick up the wrong thing.
Like, I had to drive.
The other day, I brought an eyeshadow palette, which is about the same size that I left on the table instead of my phone. I'm like, what the hell?
God.
Jeez.
Well, I can't say anything. I took the TV remote to Walmart.
I dang it, man.
Pulled it out of my back pocket. Dude, listen to this. Swear to God.
It's like the Better Skills radio show.
I got some new light bulbs to make.
Were they smart?
Them yellow ones. Like, yeah. I've figured out yellow light bulbs depress me and also just mood me in a mood I don't like. So I got all these white ones. I don't know what it is. I just, it's dry.
You need a smart bulb you can change the colors to.
Yeah.
I got one of those in the bedroom.
Okay.
But these are through all the house. I kid you not, like hand to God, this is true. When I was taking those things out,
yep.
I put one of them in my back pocket. Because I was going to take them to the farm.
Don't say it.
Because they still were usable.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to throw them away or whatever. So
not going to donate them.
I go and made my dinner and go in there. And of course, I don't go to the dining room table. I go get in the damn recliner and watch TV or whatever. And I sat with a light bulb in my back pocket for like hour and a half.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey-to-30-sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Didn't feel it.
And it didn't break.
It didn't break?
No. Like, I stood up thinking, like,
that's how you tell you're losing weight.
Well, thanks.
If you're not breaking a light bulb. Plus, how many of Paige's ancestors did it take to change a light bulb?
Oh, no, well, her husband's ancestors. Tomorrow, let's bring in light bulbs and I'll sit on them and see who's breaks it fastest. No, but God. For real, I was like, that was old light bulbs of the 80s, man. I'd had to go to the ER and have like a shattered ass or whatever.
You would have had shards in your ass.
Yeah. I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Nah.
Well, yeah.
One of those days, you know, I have to go into like 10 or 11, both laying there in bed. Or? Listening and giggling at us. Now, someone's going to get a boner. Or a lady one.
You could be in the work parking lot having a little affair.
Do you want a boner?
DB.
You know.
I'm pointing. My
Fat boy said, hey, I need an extra rejoin. We got room. No. And I was like, let me go through my, because I keep a list on my phone of rejoins.
So which is a great idea.
I don't have to scramble. Oh,
yeah, that's fine.
So I go through and I literally said, do you have this one? And it literally played the beginning. No. He says, oh, he sweat. Yeah.
I got twisted.
Incredible.
Fucking in high school again.
And then I'm playing like Name That Tune with Paige and Fatboy and playing these songs. And Fatboy, you are... If we could, not that I don't trust you, but you have so much to do. But if we could get Paige to somehow figure out a way, because you'd have to run it. Because if he's running the board, he would see the song.
Can't look at him.
Play Who Can Matt Beat Now, me and him. That would be, if we could work a way, we could totally do that.
We got to do that.
I just want to know if you slow danced to this song.
Well,
he slow walks.
They did play
Teddy
it after
Breeze,
school.
So it's odd.
He's sitting there.
But our school dances were like from 4 to 6.
4 what? To 6?
Yeah. They didn't last long.
There's no pre-gaming.
Yeah.
No.
How the hell did you get there if your parents got off at 5? Like, you they went home and got you there for the last dance?
We just stayed after school until it started.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Last dance.
So you didn't dress up or anything?
No, you had to wear what you wore to school. Oh, and if you had gym last period, terrible. You're going to smell
Ew.
Like hell.
God, you know sweaty Terry Cloth. Smell. Or not Terry Cloth, but ash gray t-shirt.
Yeah.
I like Terry Cloth.
Because we were not allowed to shower in
Terry
gym.
Cloth was a good guy. I don't
Why?
Care what it anybody was. Says.
You had showers in there. You couldn't shower?
Not in middle school. They wouldn't let us.
Why?
I don't know, really.
What, because you were last class?
Well, any of the classes couldn't shower in
oh,
middle
really?
School.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, it must mean there was like your gym teacher was questionable.
I don't know if they must, had.
Like, if they wouldn't let the kids get naked around the gym teacher, which you think, like, golly, man, that's a, you know... I don't even know. Do they do that? Do they still shower in school? Like, I feel like it's a whole new world when it comes to children and nudity, which is good.
We could it's after good. After football games if you wanted to, but not a whole lot of people did, really.
But, like, I mean, like, during, like, if you had gym third period, and, you know, because you never wanted to have gym class right before lunch. That sucked.
No.
You're sitting there all...
Didn't want to have it after lunch either.
Stinky from playing dodgeball. And all
he's sitting there blowing chunks.
Yeah.
I know it. I
forgot
guess
his real name.
If you had to do the 6 mile run after lunch, you'd be heart barfing.
6 mile run? You wild.
Yeah, really. Yeah, come on, man.
6 mile walk is asking a lot. It better be for damn charity.
They didn't make you run in high school.
They tried.
I think once every month or whatever you had to run a mile, but. Just
it
one.
Seemed like forever. That sucks so bad.
I did suck. We had a guy at our school that can do it in 4.5 minutes. I think like 7.5, 8 back then was the best I could do on my own.
By the way, and it wasn't you. And by the way, I don't want to let this get out of the thing. Give me a time frame on what we got left here, because I don't want to overdo on Hetty's.
I can give you like 5-6 minutes tops.
Like more?
Yeah, plus.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Well, let's listen to some more
talk about
some more Keith Sweat then. Okay, first off, you wanted to see it in person. Not you, Paige.
Oh, do
you
I need to? Let me cue up something I think I might need.
This isn't the light bulb, is it?
Look at this.
This light bulb just spinning in his face.
She's getting it. She's getting it. I'm being kind of facetious when I say this, but like she's doing resets on us. You see that?
This is the light bulb you set on.
She said cooter earlier and
Why's
not referring
pants?
To the Dukes of Hazzard.
What's in my pants?
that's you before you sat down, I guess. She's killing it, man.
I know. I want to talk to Howard about getting her on stage at Comedy Zone.
Jeez.
I do.
He'll do it, man.
You could open for D.L. Hughley.
No, I can't.
Or whoever. All right. you cue it up? Oh, you a bastard. That ain't the appropriate one. You so-and-so.
Hang on a second. That's everybody's favorite one.
I tell you what. This guy is on the text. At some point, I'm gonna write it down right now.
That's creepy.
Car shows.
Just gets you kind of turned on a little bit.
Like AC/DC when they, you know, have the big bell on stage.
No, don't repeat their lyrics, please. Season ticket, my ass.
I think my headphones are stretched.
Oh, I get to look at it up close. I just washed my hands too. Well, this one at least.
You ready? And actually, I'm going to let you. This is for you.
Oh.
I know you're a big fan.
Like, I want to hold it.
No, this is for you.
Four?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not the one I thought it was then.
What do you mean?
I'm going to have to re-queue up some.
I don't know that. See, you don't know how much I appreciate you. You really don't. And you think that things like this are like gay. And
I was about to say, don't be
and
good.
A guy can't say, dude, I appreciate you.
You got 2 more days of Pride Month to say it.
Is it a certain ring?
God. She said, is it a certain ring? She thinks you're about to give me a meat
hey.
Ring. Jesus Christ, look at her. Ooh.
That's for you,
it's
my
an
friend.
Envelope.
I appreciate you, even though you don't appreciate me back.
Does it mean you're going steady?
That's for you to add to your collection.
Well, I got
to
do a slow pull like everybody does where it takes 10 minutes to
reveal. You know, I went to the big card show this weekend, Paige.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I want to see.
Hey,
hang on. I'm going to put it back so Paige can look at it. But this is
This is huge.
It's going to be, I hate to say this, it's going to be worth a lot more in a few years, maybe.
Is this the biggest thing in your collection?
Nope, but close.
No, but close.
Be careful.
It won't bite me, will it?
Filthy joke.
Don't do the slow one, because we already know, so you can, like, you're just revealing it to yourself.
Oh, I got to, hang on, I got to cue something else up.
No, let's keep playing.
Get out.
Before the reveal.
I love this.
Now, here's the real one.
Look at that. 10 of 10. What can I say?
This isn't the real one.
Hold on.
Topps Legends, 10 of 10. Autographed on the card. Freaking Undertaker.
Like,
if you didn't know about the music already.
There's only 9 more in the whole world. And think about this for a minute.
He's got number one, I would imagine.
A product that is international with no qualms, like international product. And Asians love wrestling. They love it. Europeans love wrestling.
They do love it.
The only people that don't like wrestling is Russians and Africans.
I thought that
they don't go there. They don't tour there. I don't know why.
They don't. Which looks to be a 30-point holder.
It is. But think about that. The whole world, there's only 10 of them suckers.
Travis, if you got to hold this right now.
It wasn't he got to see it. Oh, yeah. It's the thing you do. You know, you go around. It's like you're going out into the wild and looking for some deer or something. And then you go back to the hunting club and like, look what I got, boys.
Look at that autograph.
It's a nice one, isn't it? And in all the world... And one of them ends up in Spartanburg, freaking South Carolina.
So is that going to get slabbed up, or what are we thinking?
I don't want to get it back in a year.
That's true.
But what I gave Fatboy is
I didn't know it existed.
1989 Pro Set Rockstars Michael Bolton rookie card.
I want to know what else is in the set. I got to get the set.
I looked at the checklist. There's MC Hammer and...
you know what my mom...
Many others.
When my mom was really getting bad with Alzheimer's, she told me that she dated Michael Bolton. And
I almost fainted
when I saw Michael Bolton.
God.
And I asked
That'd be like my grandpa saying, I had a thing for Butterfly McQueen.
I asked my aunt, was it true? Ka-chow. Because I remember the guy, or I don't know, but it was just very strange.
God, that's awesome. I'm going to take a picture.
Yes, Dennis Rodman sends his regards.
Oh, Worm!
Did you have a conversation with him?
At O'Matthew Page, you not follow me.
I wasn't even here.
You got some time with the Worm.
Jeez. Oh, 30 seconds. That's not to scoff at or whatever.
Could you hear him, really?
Dude, I tell you, he's such a... I was a chair. I swear to God. See?
Oh, yeah, the chair smells.
It's like... I used the same example of Tyson. Like, you knew Tyson is like this wild, just out of control, whatever... you know, rapist. Oh. And, you know, all this,
I know what you're going to say.
You know, just not a... But now it's like he had a lobotomy or something. He's just, you know, Mike Tyson. He's so loving and nice and everything.
Did you see that clip this past weekend where he's trying to go through the crowd?
No.
He almost knocked a couple of people out.
What kind of crowd was
Well, it was after a World Cup. Yeah, some World Cup match. And, you know, people are trying to, like, hang on him, take a picture. And he's like, he does this real quick with his hands. And I guess people thought he was swinging, so they kind of get back.
Ooh.
But you could tell he didn't want to hit anybody, but he would have.
Oh, man.
And he can still, look, we saw the fight, but he can still punch.
God. Weird how everybody's suddenly soccer crazy. It's wild.
God,
it's
I love this card, man.
So
I'm kind of horned up, to be honest with you right now.
Dennis Rodman, who was the, you know, just the wild, crazy, like, what a...
How you doing, man?
Literally, if I wouldn't have got... shunned by the people of Spartanburg, I would have given him a hug right then. I'm just kidding about that. I'm not being shunned.
Now, what'd you say to him? Because you guys had a conversation for a little bit there.
So here's when you, everybody knows this, when you go in to meet anybody, whether they are a NBA and WWE Hall of Famer or it's the host of your favorite morning show, you don't want to just say, You don't want to do, Chris Farley all taught us this. You don't want to do that. Hey, you remember that time when you guys had 72?
Paul McCartney.
You had 72 wins. That was great. So, I had a connection. And the connection, not only the connection. Oh, I got another thing to tell you too, off the air though, because it's not like.
Damn it.
It's not like. It doesn't make me look good in a good light. But not it wasn't on my own fault.
You sure
it
you
wasn't
don't
my
want
my fault? So anyway, Mrs. X, who is from Chicago,
sweet home Chicago.
Her cousin was Dennis Rodman's bodyguard in Chicago.
A guy, I assume.
Yes.
Okay.
Male bodyguard. So I was like, I'll lead with that.
That's a good lead.
And she told me his last name. She gave me the last letter of it. So if his name was...
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Joey Tribbiani?
Doug
F. Where did that come from?
You saw Matt LeBlanc over the weekend.
She would say, just say you know Joey T. Because she probably would think I'd have a drive. So I say, you know, I'd do the whole thing.
All right, how you doing?
And I was like, my girl's cousin was your bodyguard. And not only did he say, he said the full name. And it's like one of those names that's like, oh, I bet you have a restaurant that serves lasagna. You know, something like that.
Do you turn around like, you're here right now?
I told her, I said, oh, I don't know if he's going to, not that he's not going to remember him, but, you know, he's like, yeah, he just got married. And I was like, what? Dennis Rodman went to her cousin's freaking wedding. Like, it's not even a thing. Her cousin also bodyguarded. Yeah, freaking Eddie Vedder when he would go to Cubs games.
What about Jeremy Roenick or any other Chicago athletes?
I don't know. Stan Mikita.
God, why didn't she tell you? You could have went to the wedding with Rodman.
Well, he wouldn't wear the wedding dress again.
It's good to see you again, man. I was at the wedding with
him. I swear, I felt I felt for him. I mean, he's making thousands of dollars signing his name and taking pictures.
Dude, he looked really thin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he almost emancipated.
Yeah.
You call it when you get real thin.
No, that's when you're free.
That's when you hate your parents, right?
No. That's when you're, God, what is that called? Emancipation?
Emaciated.
No, that's skinny. No,
that was the singer.
No, that was Macy Gray.
Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige.
Have
you ever heard of a term, funflation?
Funflation.
Is that one of those pumps you get at old Adam and Eve?
God, I tell you what.
So, Melissa?
Melissa, you are like, Adam and Eve is like the official sponsor of like dildo jokes on this show.
I know.
Like anytime any sex toys is meant as chair again.
She got her hair cut. She looks hot now. We need to.
Oh, she didn't look. I thought she looked hot before, Paige.
She did, but I mean, I really like, she got a bob. Looks adorable.
Ooh, I like short
adorable.
Hair. I like so a lady cute. Who knows more about genitalia than I do, too. So.
Yeah, that's hot.
She got a bob.
She knows them all.
She sells really bobs.
Pretty. She does sell bobs. She does.
Battery-operated boyfriends.
Sells all kinds of stuff at bobs around.
All right, so there is a terrible word making the rounds again. It's called funflation. It's the fact that everything we do for fun is getting a whole lot more expensive, and the World Cup is the... I know.
I want to hear Warren Burton talk about the World Cup.
World Cup is a perfect example. The latest thing with that is one couple from Virginia said that they spent nearly $10,000 to follow the tournament through Boston, New Jersey, and Miami.
Jesus.
How do you have disposable income like that? I don't know.
I got to know what they do.
Must be nice.
Like I heard Nikki Glaser say that she spends a lot of her money following Taylor Swift around.
Writing checks.
This
like
is
that.
A
you mother.
Didn't even go.
She looks at my card when she said, "Who has this disposable money?" And I was like, "This is. You know what?
I see what you're saying.
I ain't got a boat, or I don't have a
mountain house.
This is my mountain house. All right.
This
is
my mountain house. I see what you're saying.
Card signed by a man who pretends to be dead. Okay.
I prefer to have something that I can use.
Did you have any wiggle room on that? Could you talk it down a little?
Oh, I was American pickering it like hell. I was like, I even said at one point, I said, like, I ain't doing this dance. Yeah.
Do you ever see yourself getting bored with collecting?
Dude, I've collected since I was 10 years old. Hell no.
Okay.
I hate when it's the kids. You got to go back and forth with the kid. Like, oh.
Yeah, but dude,
this is where I'm at.
What's up, old money cards?
Hey.
We saw a kid who had, and I say kid, he was 27, I believe, had a $500,000 Pokemon card in Spartanburg.
And it wasn't even a Pikachu.
That sounds like something my son would like.
Or Snorlax.
Hell, I'd like it.
He likes that kind of stuff.
He wasn't even wearing it around his neck either.
Wasn't a Charmander or nothing.
No, I think it was a Mewtwo. Is that how you say it?
Mewtwo.
I think that's right.
Well, here's another thing that will make you think.
Squirtle?
You want to
I was talking to you.
You want to make kids smoke less marijuana?
No.
Nah. It keeps them smiling, you know?
Well, there was a study that was done on Colorado teens, and they found that when you legalize things, people don't like it that much.
Oh, yeah, it's legal as hell there.
So the state legalized
but not for teens, though, right?
Recreational weed in 2012. Since then, Colorado, the Department of Public Health and Environment has...
The chair.
Did you not see what just happened? Uh-uh. She shifted in hers as soon as you farted in that.
That was my chair.
Your chair's got the S's.
The Department of Public Health and Environment, they did the study, and they found that marijuana high school use is down because I guess the novelty.
Kids are nerds now. They like focus on their future and think about their bodies.
Yeah. Stuff. It's like they don't drink anymore. Like that was a rite of passage coming up. But if you go.
They don't have sex. Like they were saying, like for the first time, like teen pregnancies are down in America. Like, well, but that's because like of the it's the way they've. Well, I can't say what I was just going to say, but like they've really like almost like I don't know. I feel like in food, like a little bit of neutering of men has happened in some kind of chemical way. I really can't explain that.
Neutering,
like just
little ramen neuters.
Just the I don't know. Men have. I don't know. It could be coming out of like the Spike TV Girls Gone Wild era where guys were like, all right, we need to settle down on that crap. And then, you know, Me Too movement, that really like pounded on the thing. But like, I don't know. It just seems like guys are pussies now about a lot of stuff. But yeah, here I'm the guy who threw up on the radio the other day.
I didn't say that.
Well, Butch almost did.
But like, just, you know, like.
Maybe that's how you pronounce it. Me Too, the card.
You know, the let's say the 18 plus. They, you know, I don't want to talk about teen boys.
Yeah.
Did that Friday. But, you know, I don't know. Does anybody else not notice that? Like, they're just more like,
they're
which
not
I'm not saying
rugged.
It's a bad
they're not,
thing.
They're not going to go mudding. They're not going to go skydiving. They're not going to do things like a lot of people that I know do.
Not really.
Bull riding?
Bull riding.
I thought you were doing the Tim McGraw song for a minute. I don't know. If there's young kids listening right now, I don't mean that mean. I don't know. I think it's just the internet is what did it. And, you know, the whole, it sounds such a, hey, where are the kids at? Well, you'd look, see where the bicycles were in front of the house. You know, that crap doesn't exist. Kids don't get bikes anymore.
So my point of doing the study about Colorado and legalization is that the use with high school students of marijuana has declined 56% since it's been legalized.
Wow.
It's big. I mean, so, yeah. And we still don't have it legal here. If you legalize it, nobody's going to want it.
Well,
because the novelty and the coolness is going to wear off.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it is mixed signals. I mean, really,
mulatto signals, you have to say now.
Oh, interracial signals.
If you go up to the reservation, I wonder if they'll sell to you when you're 18, because they're fully recreational up there.
Man, you said mulatto, and it make me want cookies right now.
I don't know if that's
a bad word.
You ever
had mint mulattos?
Oh, yeah.
They're good.
Great. That's what they're called.
I can let my grandpa know I ate them, but, you know.
I mean, that is
what. Snake is cookies.
No, he wouldn't have bought them.
No. I don't want to be the butt of a joke and come back to a crap load of text where I've offended a bunch of people. Hold on, I want to make sure.
I said it first. I'm not sure if it's...
Oh, God, yeah. I am stupid as hell. Okay. Okay. A mint mulatto is a Cuban liquor beverage. Okay? But the cookies that I like from Petrus Farms are called mint Milano.
Milano!
Like Alyssa.
Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano. Alyssa Milano.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.